Hey everybody, Dominic Castro, North Shore Sports Desk. What's going on? Brought to you by Phil and Corey Sports World and the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We're going to have our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week coming up. But first, take a look at what's going on at Phil and Corey Sports World, 184 Broadway, Saugus. We all know and love that as Route 1 South, Sports World USA. Well, Will Campbell, autograph signing. How cool is that? From the Patriots, the lineman. At Kowloon, a dual event Sunday, June 7th. Check it out. Sunday, June 7th. Get it on your calendar. Get down there and meet the rookie from last year. Looking to have a great second year with the Patriots this fall. But guess what? Will Campbell won't be the only one in attendance. Yeah, that's right. Look at that. The sports world is inviting you to come down to, in addition to Will Campbell, to join them for signing public autographs with Tim Thomas, the 2011 Stanley Cup champion of the Boston Bruins. So the Tim will be there Sunday, June 7th, 4 to 6 at the Kowloon Restaurant, of course, 948 Broadway, Saugus. Fans will have the opportunity to meet the Conn Smythe Trophy winner to get autographs and take pictures. Don't miss your chance to meet one of the heroes of Boston's 2011 Stanley Cup championship team. On Sports World, 184 Broadway in Saugus, 781-233-7222. Facebook is a great way to follow them. And you can also email info@sportsworldauction.com.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
North Shore Sports Desk. This is Dominic Castro, your host, and I'm with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. And we're going to Rockport and girls tennis with Mariana DeBenedictis. What's going on, Mariana?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's great to have you on the show. Congratulations on the award. We are talking at a pretty good time because things just finished up. Monday, June 1st. I think that was your final match, and it was a loss in the Sweet 16 of the Division IV tournament to Hopedale, 4-1. Vikings went down fighting. Great season.
Yeah.
You know, what
just
was the – yeah, I mean, you know, you guys, you know, the wins weren't there, but you guys were ranked so high because you were competitive and you played in a competitive conference. So must have felt pretty good getting that tournament recognition.
Yeah, it was awesome. We were very excited to – be ranked that highly, and we were very proud too to be able to represent a champion game or like a state tournament game at our home court, the first one.
Yeah,
it was awesome. That was really fun. It was a great experience. I never got to experience that, and thank God we were able to win that match and move on to the Sweet 16.
Yeah,
and it was just a great experience, a great way to end the season, great way to end senior year.
Yeah, and what? Where did you land in the Vikings lineup? What was your role?
I was at first singles throughout this whole year. Yeah, it was really fun. It's definitely like an interesting role to play because it's the top seed. You're playing against the best players in the state.
Yeah,
but it's a really like great spot to be in. You learn a lot. Learn about a lot about yourself. Like competing wise, I just loved it. I was really blessed to be able to play that position.
And you really mean it when you say best teams in the state, because the top four teams in Division IV are all Cape Ann League teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hamilton Wynnum number one, Manchester number two, Ipswich three, Amesbury four, and you played all four of them this year, correct?
We played all of them twice.
Twice. So you had eight matches Mariana did against eight number ones. and the best in your division in the state. You weren't lying.
Yeah, the only match that I didn't play was once against Amesbury,
Okay.
but I got to play her again, or one, I got to play her, which is cool.
Like once, yeah. So like, so
Yeah.
seven. Like, okay, seven, you only had seven of like these incredibly grueling matches.
Yeah.
Was there one girl that was just right head and shoulders above them all as an opponent? Who was it?
It's tough because they were all very good, but I have to say, probably Manchester. She's
Okay.
right here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see where they stand now. Let's do a little digging.
Yeah.
Manchester's in the round of eight and has a game lined up on Friday of this week of that we're talking against Lennox. So they're in the round of eight. Hamilton Wyndham's won like four straight state titles, correct?
Yeah, they're doing great. It's amazing.
That must have been a great match. And
Yeah.
man, if you beat Hopedale, you would have faced them.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's what we were talking about actually on the
Yeah.
air. We were like trying to figure out who we're playing next.
Yep. So Hamilton Wyndham beat Pioneer Valley, and they were in the beginning, the 13-2 overall. Hamilton Wyndham was Manchester Exodus 15-2, Ipswich 10-5, Amesbury 5-9. But still, just incredible competition. I mean, would you say right now you're a better tennis player than you were in the beginning of the season?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not only like skill-wise, but also mentally. 'Cause it's a mental sport as well. Like you have to prepare yourself to play against those hard people.
Yeah.
Like even if you don't win the match, like I'm still in every single point, you know, trying to make as
Yeah.
many as I can. And it's just a great fun game too. Like you have
Yeah.
to enjoy it too, even though like you're up against the best people, like you have to make it fun.
Yeah.
That's why I love it too.
Was there a moment among those seven matches against the top players from those top state level teams? Was there a moment that you're particularly you'll take away from the season as, you know what, that was kind of cool? Something stand out, like you took three games off of this one girl in one set, or you won a set, you know, something like that you can remember.
For Ipswich, it was my first time playing her. She was very good too, but we had like amazing rallies, amazing points. I got a lot of games in both sets. I sadly didn't win that match, but it was like one of my best matches, I'd say, over the season. We both played amazing, and it was just
Yeah.
very competitive, fun rallies. And yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. What was the Mariana specialty? Was there something that you would say is a clear strength for you on the court?
I'd say my serves are very good. I like serving. I practice it a lot.
Yeah. Both of them, both number one and two serves, or just like the number one?
Probably my number one because
Okay.
I always try my hardest on that one. Then I keep it a little safe on the next one to
So you
keep
just hit as
it
hard as you can. You just like
going.
crush it. And then like the second one's like boop. Let's just like hit it. Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, because you gotta get it in. You know, you don't want to lose the point to a double fault.
I love hitting like backhands. I'm working on my backhand slice, but I love hitting my backhand as well.
Okay. The backhand slice is that's hard to pull off.
Yeah, I love it when it like hits it nicely, and
Yeah,
then
yeah,
it just like
yeah.
dies out. It's impossible to get
It spins and stuff, yeah.
it.
Yeah, that can be a change up. You're kind of like the baseball equivalent to like a change up. You know, you just like throw off the other side and slow her down, make her
It
run
switches the pace
faster.
of the game. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So number one, what was would you was there a most fond win you had this season?
Oh yeah. I'd have to say against Triton, it was our first time playing them. It was a away match at Triton. It was actually a really crazy game. So the match ended up being like a little under 4 hours long.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Your match or the whole match?
Just my match.
Whoa. So everyone had to wait for you?
Yeah, we were playing until it was literally dark. So we started off the match. She won the first set. It was pretty close. I think it was pretty close. It was like four
Yeah.
sticks or something. And then I won the second set. So we had to go into a third break tie,
Whoa.
third set tie break, or not tie break, just a third set, sorry,
Yeah.
to win, because the match wasn't decided yet. So the ending result of that was we got tied up. I believe it was with 5-5 at the end.
Yeah.
So we and the by that time it was getting dark, like it was sunset, almost pitch blackout now. They didn't have any lights on the court. So we ended up doing a sudden death battle kind of thing. They had to the athletic director came and he had to put a 5-minute timer on to see who would get as many points as possible in
In the 5 minutes.
the 5-minute time period. So
Wow.
I never experienced that ever. So it was really fun to do that. But it's also like mentally and like physically tiring. So it was incredible to be able to win that match, just like stay in it the whole time. And I ended up winning that match, the sudden death match, until it was dark. And then all my teammates were cheering me on. I was so happy and thankful to have them waiting on the sidelines and just cheering me on every point.
That's huge. And was it so tense that in the last like 30 seconds it was like Mariana's only up by one and here it comes. She's 30 seconds, 30 seconds. Was it like that tense, or were you comfortably in the lead, like 2 points ahead, 3 points ahead?
I was like around, I think it ended up being like 7-3, I believe, something
Yes.
like
So there
that. But I
wasn't
was
any
like,
last minute, like, let's, you know, yeah.
yeah. It was just kind of, it was hard to see the ball. So we were just like trying to play. Yeah.
Yeah, that must have been interesting. So, did you guys win the team match that
Yeah, we
day?
did win our team match that day too. That was our first win, actually.
Yeah,
First team win.
was the team match on the line with your match? Like it was 2-2 going into that, or did you already win it and that and your match was just extra?
Yeah, so because it was so long, the team did win before. So it ended up being 4-1.
Okay, so they already got their third win. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were just win number four, close the
Yeah.
deal. Amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
All right, and then you in the fall, you skipped the winter, but you did play golf in the fall. Tell me about that
Yes.
experience.
Yeah. I've been playing golf since freshman year. It was definitely a bit of intimidating because I was the only girl on the team joining freshman year. But I was really excited to play because it's not like a sport that a lot of women play. So I was excited to be one of the women representing the team and representing the sport. I enjoyed playing. I feel like it pushed me out of my comfort zone, not even like also learning how to play the sport or just and bettering my skills, but also like socially getting to like be on a team that was all boys. Like it was good socially as well. Yeah.
And so you're all 4 years, you just like played other dudes. Did you ever run into another female? Like,
Yes. I did
Wow.
get to play a couple years ago. I got to play, I think there was another girl, I forget what team she was on, but I got to play her. And then this year, actually, on our senior night, I got to play another girl. She was from Masco, I believe. She was really good too, but it was fun to play with another girl.
Yeah.
But I
And
did play with a
that's
lot of guys too.
And that in high school golf, it's like you and your competitor, and you just kind of like roll with each other. Like there's no, like maybe the coach will stop by every now and again, but usually you're just kind of out there keeping score yourself, kind of thing.
Yeah, it is a team like sport, but it's also individual as well. Like you're with your so you go out with your other teammate, like me and my teammate, two people
Oh,
from
like a
each
foursome, like a,
foursome. Yeah, so two people from our team, two people from their team, and it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then like 1 and 2s go together, and then 3s and 4s goes like.
So there was like every match where a kid from, wherever, whatever KPN League school rolled up, didn't know who he was playing that day, and you show up, long hair, you're like, "What's up?
Yep.
Let's go."
And play today, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember roughly what your record was individually in your senior year?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay. Did you get
But
a couple wins? One win, two wins, three, five?
I don't remember. So we had a very competitive team this year. We had a lot of great players. So unfortunately, I didn't get to play a lot of varsity matches.
So you
But
played
I
on the
did.
side, JV,
Yeah. But I still loved playing because we had a lot of great players this year. They actually won the Cal tournament, I believe, just
They
amazing.
had a great season. I remember we might have had a couple on this show. Yeah, the Vikings always solid in golf. You know, it's a fall's a good time for Rockport. It's the soccer is usually pretty good,
I
and
agree.
golf is pretty good. So that's awesome. So golf, is that something you're just seeing as like, hey man, this is like a lifelong hobby now?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to do it too, because I can play like both of these sports like throughout my life, and it's good like socially, good networking for when I'm in my career. But also like at Rockport, like I play throughout the summer too, so I get to play sometimes with the other women. They have a women's league, so get to join them sometimes, which is awesome.
And how about in terms of academics now, busy on the golf course, busy in girls' tennis, but somehow you found a way to be a good student too. So what interests you in the classroom? What kinds of subjects did you like in high school?
Yeah, my favorite subjects were definitely the math and sciences. I feel like I'm more into that. I loved chemistry. That was a great class. I loved all math. I like pre-calc, calculus. I took statistics, which was interesting this year. It was very interesting. I loved that too.
Any extra like academic groups like that you were involved of outside of athletics?
Yeah, I was part of student government, actually. I'm the president of my class.
Wow. So you gave a speech at graduation recently?
Yeah, I got to give the welcoming
Uh-oh.
words, which was awesome.
Okay, what was the gist of your speech?
I welcomed everybody in, and then I said some words to my class, like thanking them for all that they've done. That I through that position, like I really got to like build my character, but I also learned a lot about like other people. Like I learned the importance of taking the time to value like each individual in my class and really like getting to know them, each of them personally, and like recognizing their talents and values. Because as a leader, like it's not only your job to like lead them to what to do, but also like to recognize their skills and call them out so that they can see them too, and
Yeah,
like
100%.
also valued.
Yeah. And as president, did you oversee some radical changes in high school? Like, oh, we're changing the price of lunch, anything like that?
Not many radical changes, I'd say, but we did have to plan the prom junior year, which was a big event. So we did a lot of fundraising for that.
I think I used to have a co-host for this, and he always would say, "Be careful of becoming the president of a high school, because that's a lifelong assignment." But
It's true.
Mariana is going to organize the reunions
Yes, I am. I wouldn't say radical throughout the school, but I would say radical within our class. Like throughout the high school, like you join freshman year, like everybody's kind of in their own cliques and stuff. And I feel like I was able to help unify our class more, because that was one of my main goals of like helping to unify our class. Because like I feel like that's every class's goal, is trying to get everybody together before they leave for senior year, because you're not really gonna see those people very often again. So just making like high school and senior year, like I was vice president my sophomore year, and then president both junior and senior year. So it was great to help unify our class.
Of course, yeah. And is that something you had to run for, like votes and everything?
Yeah, I actually freshman year I wasn't involved in student government. That was kind of my like That's kind of when I took the step of faith and like risked it, put myself out there running for vice president. And that's when I stepped into the role. And yeah, you have to give a speech. You have to collect like 20 signatures, then give a speech, and then people vote.
Where'd you give a speech in the auditorium?
It was in the cafeteria, actually.
Okay. Was it like right after the other person running for the president gave their speech?
Yeah. So
Okay.
each person that like runs for president, vice president, secretary, or treasurer, there's usually like one or two people, or there's obviously one person, but there's like a couple people competing for that spot. So yeah, you have to give your speech right after.
And obviously, there's a vote from all the class. Do the teachers get involved in the vote, or just the class votes?
Just the class, the students, yeah.
All right. And Mariana came out of that 2 years in a row as the winner, huh?
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What was the gist of your speeches? Do you remember? I'm gonna take this school to the next level, you know.
It was more on a personal note. It was more like my main goal, like I said, was trying to help unify our class. And I think that's what a lot of people wanted. It was like more like events or more just times for us to spend quality time together. Even through like fundraising for prom and stuff, like those like little events, having people come together to help raise money for a bigger goal. Like in those small moments, we were able to connect and
Yeah.
have good conversations.
Yeah.
And
Did you
I was
take?
actually, sorry, what was that?
No, go. Please go. You go.
I at the end of junior year, I was like, we have to do something big. Like we have to come together and do something. So I had like a little reunion at my house before we all went off to the summer because we need to do something before, but we start senior year so we can start more unified. So
Yeah.
we had like a little potluck at my house, and it was a nice time
Wow.
to talk to people, like a lot of people. I was like actually, like I was a little nervous to see how many people would come, but it was almost all of our class that showed up, which was weird.
Yeah. Sometimes you think in those moments, like, yeah, we'll get like eight kids.
Yeah,
And
and
then
I personally reached out for them. Yeah.
all of a sudden they keep coming in, they keep coming in. You're like, all right, I got enough food.
Yeah,
Well,
exactly.
that's a really unique idea. Bravo to you to get the class together before, which is a little easier in Rockport sense because it's a little class. It was like,
Yeah.
how many class, senior class?
We only had 50 kids in our class this
50.
year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Typical Rockport size, I would say 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, about that size.
So you had like 40-ish to 50 in your house?
Yeah, there's like 35, 40, I would say.
Wow, okay. That's everybody. And that's
Yes.
starting the senior year off right and
Yeah,
creating that
exactly. I
bond.
like took the time to personally like reach out to each and every one too, because I feel like that's important, making them feel valued and like wanting like the sense of belonging to be able
Yeah.
to come to my house and welcome them.
It's a big moment for especially introverted people as well, like to make that initial contact with another human being. It's
Yes, I
hard.
agree, yeah.
It's hard. And I would consider myself totally not an introvert. Like even for me, I go to like business conferences around the country and stuff, and I have to connect with people. Making that first leap is hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? Like, you know, am I interrupting this person? They're gonna be mad. Like there's all these thoughts you have in your head. Where it's never the case, you know.
Yeah.
It's always easier than you think.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to take the confidence risk, and just the human to human connection that makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Well, very cool. That's amazing. So that kept you super busy. Class
Yeah.
president, two sport athlete, doing your math science thing. What am
Yeah.
I missing? What else kept you busy? Am I missing anything?
I played violin, so I played in the orchestra
Nice.
throughout the year. Some other activities. This year I joined the student advisory committee, so that's like when the we have a small group of elected students. It's around 5 members, and they represent the Rockport Public Schools, and we have one chairman who goes and speaks at the school committee meetings.
Wow.
So like us as a group, we're all like collecting like good information, like good news from what's happening at Rockport. So we present that to the chairman, then the chairman goes and presents that at the school committees.
Yeah.
That was a fun experience.
Did you ever get to be the one who presents to the school
I
committee?
got to fill in once because
Okay.
one of our members couldn't, or the chairman couldn't make that meeting. So it was a great experience. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah. Where do they have those school communities? Right at the high school?
They actually have it at the Rockport Public Library.
Library, okay. It's like a smallish room like kind of thing or
Yeah, a little conference room. Yeah.
yeah. Well, cool. And then how do you keep yourself busy in the summer? How do you put money in your pocket, or do you just ask family to give you money?
No, yeah, I mean, I do that too, but I work at Feather and Wedge in Rockport. It's a great restaurant. I host, run bus and bar back, and I actually did my internship this last quarter, like the at Rockport during the fourth quarter. They allow you to do internship, and I did my internship there as well, learning about waitressing, but also just like the skills that you can use as like as you as a waitress, like at a high-end restaurant, you have to learn a lot of skills and you can bring those skills into any job. So it was a great experience.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you got those business skills and everything and kind of shadow people. And then now you're going back to work in the summer at that same place.
Yeah, I actually worked there throughout the school year too. So, but I'm also working there this summer.
Yeah. And then after that, it's off to Bentley University.
Yes,
Congratulations.
thank you so much.
What is the plan for Bentley?
I'm majoring in economics and finance. I'm also part of the honors and the women's leadership program, which is great, a great program to be part of. But yeah,
Like that's Bentley runs that? Like you joined that already?
I had to apply for the women's leadership program. It's
Interesting.
a program where like I forget how many I don't think they said how many women were selected, but it's a small group, so it's a great community to be a part of. And at those in that group, they have like workshops, so you can gain different skills. I don't remember each specific point, but there's like different sessions and there's workshops in each of them. And there's also like corporate visits or like mentors that come in and speak to you. So it's a great, you get to learn from others, but you also have a great network of other women who are leaders as well.
Wow, you're so proactive. You're just like getting involved. You haven't even sat down in a classroom yet, and you're already joining clubs and being part of these great efforts. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
And then lastly, like family-wise, is the family a bunch of athletes in the family, or is Mariana kind of the only one who crafted that path?
Both my parents are pretty athletic. My dad, I actually didn't know this until I started playing tennis. He played tennis a lot in high school. I think that's where I get the genes, but I didn't realize that he played that much tennis in high school. But he also plays a lot of golf, so I play a lot of golf with him. He's actually kind of my coach for both. Like we play a lot of golf together, and he also coaches me in tennis. My dad also loves pickleball. He's very into
A lot of
pickleball
people
right
do,
now.
yeah.
My mom, she is also very athletic. She works out a lot, but she played a lot of soccer when she was younger, and I played a little bit of soccer too when I was younger. And then I have a younger brother, Mario. He's a junior at Rockbar High School. He's on the soccer team and he does play some golf as well. But he's
Okay.
very into soccer. He loves it.
All
Plays it all
right.
around.
Mario's going to step it up next year to be a Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week like you.
Yeah, I hope you guys will see him.
Awesome. Well, appreciate it coming on the show, but you had to because you're the winner. You're a winner of the
Yeah,
week.
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Mariana De Benedictis. She is off to Bentley in the fall. Well, late summer probably, and then you'll get going with the Falcons. That's I think that's the team logo model there, logo and mascot. That's the word I'm looking for. Team mascot. So congrats on that. Best of luck, and congrats on winning the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be elected or awarded that. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right, have a great one. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye
Bye-bye.
now.